This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Tonight, a wild story involving Phil Collins. His ex-wife holed up in his $40 million mansion with armed guards refusing to leave. Then, Avengers assemble.
It's about to get nasty.
How they're rushing to defend Chris Pratt after big backlash.
Whoa!
Plus,
people always ask me to do the bend and snap.
The Legally Blonde cast reunites, but why you'll be waiting a while for the third movie.
What, like it's hard?
Ben.
Should I lean on you, babe?
Only we're on set with Miranda Lambert as her husband turns into her music video co-star.
Just laying here and being hot.
And
today's guest co-host has the right stuff. Joey McIntyre's here.
ET starts right now.
Oh, there is something in the air in Miami. Phil Collins and his ex in an ugly standoff that includes armed guards. Joey McIntyre in the house. Welcome.
I'm glad I'm not in that house.
Could you ever imagine that your wife, Barrett, would put you out of the house or hold the house hostage?
Yes. I've done some dumb stuff in my life. Hang in there, Phil.
Well, he's tried. Yeesh. Here's what's going on with Phil Collins.
An armed occupation, his ex's much younger new husband, and a $40 million mansion once owned by Jennifer Lopez. The standoff between these exes has gotten so bad, Phil's lawyers tried to serve legal papers on ex-wife Orianne Bates. The bailiff was accompanied by local police officers and confronted by security outside the mansion they once shared.
I'm back with Orianne, and I'm living with my two youngest, and I'm on great terms with all my kids.
46-year-old Orianne and her 31-year-old husband were spotted leaving their attorney's office yesterday after a virtual court hearing. The parties agreed to remove items in the house belonging to Collins, including a collection of memorabilia relating to Phil's fascination with the Alamo. Phil, of course, is dad to Emily in Paris star Lily Collins. He and third wife Orianne were married for 7 years before calling it quits in 2006. At the time of their split, Collins had to pay Orianne a reported $46 million per the terms of their settlement. They reconciled in 2016, right before we sat down with the Grammy winner.
What is life like now with Orianne? Is it better the second time around?
Yeah, I mean, it's lovely. I mean, I'm the older model now. As you get older, you're a bit wiser, you realize that it's not just one person's fault.
The couple broke up again earlier this year. As for the standoff over the house, ET has learned that Orianne's attorney has filed a countersuit seeking approximately $20 million to get her to leave, arguing that the Grammy winner orally agreed to give her half the value of the Miami estate. The case now moves on to a higher court.
This is a crazy story. Phil fighting a small army. Meanwhile, Chris Pratt is taking a beating in the court of public opinion.
But luckily, his fellow superheroes have his back.
It's about to get nasty. Let's begin.
Hey, hey, what's going on?
While the Avengers assembled yesterday to support Joe Biden, fans were trying to cancel the absent Star-Lord.
Master, do I serve? What am I supposed to say, Jesus?
Some fans took aim over Chris not publicly supporting either candidate. Many of Pratt's co-stars defended him. Robert Downey Jr. telling haters, quote, delete your social media accounts, sit with your own defects of character, work on them.
It's my first live back since having a baby.
Yesterday, wife Catherine, who gave birth to daughter Lila in August, didn't talk about the controversy, but did stick by her man after Pratt was labeled Hollywood's worst Chris on social media. She responded, love is what we all need, not meanness and bullying. Let's try that. Next, Reese's Legally Blonde reunion.
So you bend and snap.
The cast gave fans a virtual bend and snap yesterday, spilling secrets about that famous scene.
That was a full musical sequence that we ended up cutting out of the movie.
We filmed that for a month.
The reunion was actually taped in September. Luke Wilson let that slip on ET last month.
Jennifer Coolidge and Selma Blair and Holland Taylor, Reese put it together.
What, like it's hard?
And Joey, check this out. It's not just a Zoom or a reunion. It's also a movie. E.T. just confirmed Legally Blonde 3 will be out in May of 2022.
Elle is back.
In a big way. All right, we go from movies to new TV tonight.
Rachel Smith is joining us from Nashville. Hey, Rachel.
Hey there, Joey and Kev. Yes, some of our favorite comedies are back, but you better believe that during the pandemic, they are keeping it real, too.
They're quarantining together, which gets sloppy.
I'm sick of this here COVID.
How much does the latest crisis actually impact this family, the Connors?
It's a part of every episode, but it doesn't overwhelm every episode.
It wouldn't be the Connors without a financial crisis, so we still got that going for us.
Ah, there she is, our American hero.
Black-ish is also tackling the pandemic during their new season. Tracy Ellis Ross's character Rainbow is working on the front lines.
Masked up. Hey now.
How are the both of you doing in real life?
Anthony has grown out his beard and I got the whole fro going on.
I've also grown out my back hair. But we don't ever show that on the show. But
Tracy combs it every day.
Not only does she combs it, she cornrows it.
You know what? That is TMI.
The Goldbergs are also back in action on ABC tonight, paying homage to the 1980 film Airplane.
Surely you can't be serious.
If you don't, I'll have you arrested.
That's not the line.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
And get this, the plane they filmed on was the same one used in Bridesmaids, which Wendy McClendon Covey also starred in.
Where she goes, she'll take a 7 and 7.
You'll like it, it's sweet.
Oh my God.
Yeah, for that, this scene with Kristen Wiig, I'm ready to party. I'm like, Wendy, you don't understand how much this means to me that we have now found a way to tie this in to our show.
Also on tonight, the big CMT Music Awards right here in Music City. Miranda Lambert is up for 2 awards, Female Video and Video of the Year for Bluebird. But can we also celebrate her new sexy music video with husband Brendan McLaughlin? Only ET can take you behind the scenes.
We are doing our first ever on-camera anything, really.
So my first video to ever have a love interest in. 17 years of making videos, so the whole time I saved up for it to be my actual husband. We had a lot of fun, you know, it was really cool to share that moment together.
He's doing a good job. She's laying here and being hot.
Miranda calls Brendan her video vixen. The former New York cop makes his on-screen debut in Settling Down out now.
And the song was inspired, I guess, by life and how when you fall in love and you're also a very driven person, what is the balance?
Makes your grand entrance into my arms. I'm a wild child
in a homing pigeon. Not gonna lie, we might have given Miranda the casting idea when we spoke to her last year.
You think you'll include him in a music video anytime soon?
I should. I mean, he's like a video babe, isn't he? Like, isn't he one of those you would like hire anyway?
Yeah, right. In the settling
up, settling down. It's our real cabin in real life where we've kind of been quarantining the whole time in 2020 and sort of the first time I really let, I guess, anyone into that much of my personal space. I'm just very protective of our private life.
This is Shirtless House Husband and ML signing off for the day.
I mean, just another reason to love that song. Well, Happily Ever After is also the goal for The Bachelorette. Lauren Zima, we are only on week 2 and there was a lot to unpack.
Thanks, Rachel. Yes, there is. Claire Crawley wasted no time getting to know her men. And by men, I mean man. And by man, I mean Dale. It's time for Roses and Rosé.
Dale.
Yeah, a lot of Dale. Let's check the Dale count. She said his name 12 times last night. And now let's check the Ben, Tyler, DeMar, Jordan, Blake, Brendan, Garen, Ed, Jay, Ivan, and Yosef counter. Oh, it's at zero. Okay. But hey, just because Claire already called Dale her husband doesn't mean she can't have a little fun with the other guys, right? Who's up for a game of strip dodgeball? Nobody? Well, that leads us to our MVBB, most valuable black box. Oh, yeah. And looks like Chris Harrison wishes he had a box over his eyes. Oh, I wish I had a black box over my eyes for this awkward moment when no one would talk to Claire on her own group date.
Does anybody want to spend time with me?
Oh, cringe, but not quite our crawling out of my skin moment, which was Brandon's chat with Claire.
You knew that I was a bachelorette and you wanted to sign up.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't know anything about me?
Brandon, you had 4 months. Give her a Google. But look, Claire did talk to other guys. It's not all about Dale.
Dale just made everything else disappear.
Yes, yes it is. But tonight at ET, we are all about Joey McIntyre. Tonight we're so far up. His feel-good new music without the new kids.
Here's more inside scoop.
Then, have you ever met a mama's boy?
I always take pride in being a mama's boy.
I love my son very much. He's my world.
Meet the men and mothers who are taking smothering next level on reality TV.
You really need to take my son from me.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
So Matt and I currently live in Matt's old bedroom.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yep. Kim and her boyfriend Matt live in his old bedroom with his mother right down the hall. And Joy, when I say she is always dropping in, I mean she is always dropping in. It is part of a new reality show. I love a mama's boy. Joy, who was the biggest mama's boy in your band?
I'd have to say Donnie.
I mean, Mama Wahlberg is a force though, but
yes,
I guarantee
is.
You, Donnie is nothing like the dudes in this show.
Everything about our relationship is perfect, except for one thing, his mom.
I'm not ashamed of it. I love my son very much. He's my world.
It's every woman's worst nightmare, having to fight for a man's attention with his overbearing mom.
You really need to take my son from me.
Well, that concept has been turned into an 8-episode reality show premiering Sunday on TLC.
Can you draw a line? Can you tell your mother no?
At the basketball court where I let my mom have it a little bit. It was the first time she got that upset at me since I was probably 14 or 15.
And Steph, were you like, finally my man stands in his feet?
All I can say is sometimes it takes a strong, independent woman to help your man out and help him put his foot down.
So let's get two of them, one for her, and then we'll get Kim this as well.
I just have to tell you, I don't know if I could see my mama in the same thing I'm giving to my fiance when I'm out buying lingerie.
In my defense, it was a rope. I thought it was innocent enough. To me, it wasn't too bad.
A little weird.
Do you both still wear the robes?
Oh, no. No, definitely not.
I wear mine.
Do you?
It's 100% silk.
This show truly is insane, and I am concerned that my wife might be turning my 10-year-old into a mama's boy in training.
Yeah.
How about your boys?
I think the thing is we married amazing women, so you can't blame our sons for loving their moms.
Way to clean that up
Big
for me.
Big point
Thank
there.
You.
Right, right.
And speaking of growing up, we're turning back the clock with birthday girl Kim Kardashian.
I'm the dopest on the ropest.
Kim's 40 today, but we met her as a teenager. The ET flashback she probably wants to forget.
You never knew Hollywood was going to be this easy, did you?
Ben. We're still hanging tough with Joey McIntyre, how his son is following in his showbiz footsteps.
He's making more money than I am right now, I'll tell you that much.
My favorite, New Kids on the Block with a soaking wet shout out to all the boy bands.
in that hilarious 2019 video, Boys in the Band. We're back now, Blockheads, with Joey McIntyre.
That's my son in the front room of the class, too, but look at that.
You.
You know, I don't know how post-COVID we're going to look that good, but we look pretty good over
you
the
do,
years.
You do. You look like my fellas. That takes me back. I am, and you know I've been a Blockhead forever, right?
Come on, you're our secret agent.
You've got a new song, Own This Town.
Own This Town, yes, and it's out Friday. Tonight we're gonna
own this town. It is a very hopeful song in a time where people need a little jolt.
I think so. We gotta get up every morning.
Yep.
You know, we gotta still swing for the fences and do what we do, and it kind of hits that note, I think. Like a place that you've seen a
thousand times. Where'd you shoot the video?
In my hometown, okay. In Boston, and the intention was not to make it a Valentine to my hometown, but it certainly is.
Joey, wife of 17 years Barrett, and their three kids recently made the move cross-country from New York City to L.A.
My oldest son, who's going to be 13 in November, is on a Netflix sitcom. So he's
keeping
making more money than I am right now, I'll tell you that much. It's in his blood too, but it's called Country Comfort, by the way. It's gonna come out next year. We came out here, we wanted to be together, we're distance learning, all that stuff. It's a crazy time, but a lot to be grateful for.
How are all the fellas doing?
Are y'all good? We've been able to keep in touch over, you know, the pandemic.
Well, you know, E.T. feels like your family because we've been with y'all since the start,
God,
for sure.
We have proof.
You know what we're about to do.
Let's
march
go.
Down memory lane.
Let's
here
go.
We go. Here you are, 16 years old in 1989. Look at
that. Please don't go,
girl. I was just told that I was going to have a big lawsuit on me because I caused a riot outside. No, not to say that I caused riots or anything, but...
You do cause riots, believe it or not, Joe.
Heart be still. Oh my God.
I'll give you an inside thing. See, did you see that mark on my lip?
Uh-huh.
That was because that was the first night I shaved. I'm giving you the inside scoop. Wow. I didn't know I was bragging about starting riots though.
Now Joey, you turned 47 in December.
I did.
New Year's Eve to be exact.
That's right.
Right. So how was that? Was it like, oh, 2020 is about to be lit, or how
you
did
know
you
what?
Celebrate?
Here's more inside scoop. I got these highlights on that day. These highlights have lasted 8 months because of COVID. I didn't know a highlight job could work that way. You get what you pay for.
That is true. You know, yeah. Kim Kardashian West has had a lot of hair color in her day, and today is her 40th birthday, and she's celebrating, but not how she planned.
Yeah, Kim's Wild Wild Miss West theme bash was canceled due to the pandemic.
Instead, a source is telling ET that she is spending the day with friends and family just on a little island. That's it.
Keep it safe, Kim. But E.T. still wants to celebrate with you anyway.
Yes, indeed. We're flashing back to when we first met Kim K.
My name's Kim Kardashian. I'm the dopest on the ropest person in this class. I'm dope on a rope.
Yeah, that's Kim at her 8th grade graduation.
Does everyone get a tape of this? Because I hope you do so you can see me when I'm famous and older and remember me.
Okay, we're gonna do
of this beautiful
fire.
Little girl.
But the very first time we met her, Kim was just 12 years old at home with her family.
You never knew Hollywood was going to be this easy, did you?
All right, we're ready.
No.
The reality star, whose life's an open book now, was a lot different back then.
I'm definitely not against plastic surgery, especially when I'm older and I have kids. There's no pressure to do that to be thin. You know, that's kind of ridiculous.
It's part of the reason.
And here's how Kim K used to react when cameras followed her.
I was in a store the other day and there was all this paparazzi at the front of the window. And I like asked the salesperson, I'm like, who's here? Is Britney Spears here? Oh my God. And they're like, no, like you.
Over the decades, we've witnessed Kim's evolving look from Paris Hilton's bestie to a fashion icon in her own right, worth a reported $780 million.
Well, you're best known for your booty, to put it mildly.
I don't think I could really get rid of it or lose it.
I'll miss you all, and I know you'll all miss me because you all love me.
Welcome to the 40 Club, Kim. Now, clearly, Joey, that ET vault, unmatched.
Oh, I can attest to that.
Yes, you can. We're about to add to it, my friend. Coming up, a sneak peek at our Sarah Michelle Gellar and Shannon Doherty exclusive.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen
when you're on the go. But the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Listen, make sure you check out Joey McIntyre's new single and video, Own This Town. They both drop on Friday. Be there early. Be ready for it.
Thank you, man. It's so good to be here.
It is great having you here. And by the way, before we go,
wait a minute.
Michelle showing up in the original, the real deal.
That is the real deal.
Michelle,
go, girl.
Tell the story
she wears it
that.
Well.
Okay,
this is actually our producer, Philly, her jacket that she's had since she was a teenager.
That's in good condition.
Thank you for being here, man. We appreciate it so much.
I love being here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you are always welcome here. Hey, by the way, we've got something special for you next week. Check it out.
Go.
Just get on the floor and do the
good thing we happen to be 6 feet apart right now.
Tuesday on ET.
I have to apologize that Entertainment Tonight sent this correspondent. She's a little unprofessional.
Shannon Doherty, Sarah Michelle Gellar, an intimate conversation only on ET.
And this is probably the one time I'll start getting emotional.
Shannon on her stage 4 cancer battle.
What I very much can acknowledge is the fear.
A one-of-a-kind exclusive.
Give it to me.
Oh no, the tables. Oh no, the tables are
Tables are turned.
Tuesday on ET.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Entertainment Tonight ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.